Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rage! Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Let's roll. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between along for the ride. Let's do this thing. You know the digits. You know the drill. You know how we roll on the Freak Show. MLS. Craziness continues, and when we say craziness, we mean craziness in that it's crazy how bad this late-night game is right now, and it's bad. Not only was it like the worst half of soccer that I've ever seen in my life, it might have been like the worst sporting event that I've ever seen in my life, like the worst game of any kind that we've ever seen of any kind. Like, it was that bad, and it's still scoreless right now. Whatever, man. I've got the draw in this game. So that's the good news that it's scoreless. The bad news is I've got over corner kicks. I've got over 2.5, and I've got both teams to score. And oh, yeah, I've got like 3 dudes to score a goal in this game. And I'm very concerned right now that somebody's going to bury a late one and someone's going to win 1-0. And, you know, the way this tournament's been going, you never know what's going to happen. So craziness continues. MLS is back. DC United and the New England Revolution play to a 1-1 draw. Good result for both sides. Better for the Revolution. They now have 4 points. Meanwhile, Sporting KC step up big with a late goal. Crazy game against the Colorado Rapids this evening. We'll keep our eye on the MLS game that's going on. We'll get into some real soccer that's banging over the weekend. A lot of crazy stories to get to. Our main man, Jeremy Roenick, who I am a big fan of, actually. JR, of course, got fired by NBC for suggesting once on the air that he'd like to have a threesome with his wife and Patrick Sharp and a female reporter, Tappan, that works for NBC. He's now suing NBC for discrimination because he's straight. So we'll break that down because why not? It's the Friday Night Freak Show. Big man on campus is going to step up, and then Kevin Walsh will as well. You can too. This is Sports Rage. Vent your rage.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Late night anger management class. This is Sports Rage, and we're dealing Rage-a-hall here this evening on the Friday Night Freak Show. Kevin Walsh will step up and in and join us a little bit later on. And well, we will have a lot of picks on the show tonight. You know, on Friday nights, we can sort of catch up with some of the stories that we didn't hit earlier in the week. We've been all business this week. There's been a lot of games on, actually. And speaking of games, In-Game Live returns on Monday. That's right. So Game Time Decisions has been on from 6 until 8 for the last, three, 4 months or whatever during this pandemic. So me and Cam will still be on from 6 till 8. But from 6 to 7, it's Game Time Decisions. And then from 7 until 8, it'll be In-Game Live. And we're starting that on Monday, leading into the return of Major League Baseball. We're now just 6 days away, people, from the start of the Major League Baseball season. We are 13 days away from the start of the National Basketball Association season right now. And in fact, we are 1 month away from the playoffs starting. And you guys know, you're going to be hard-pressed to find people, anybody that loves the NBA as much as I do. But at the same point in time, the target date that I have for the NBA really is mid-August. Like, you know, I'm glad they're coming back. But to me, July 31st and all those games over the next couple of weeks, they're preseason. They're preseason games. They don't matter. You know, the Toronto Raptors play the LA Lakers on the first Saturday night. So basically 15 nights from now, guys, you know, it's starting to get real, isn't it? 15 nights from now, the Raptors will be playing the Lakers on a Saturday night. Does it matter if the Raptors win? Does it matter if the Lakers win? No. It matters whether the Lakers or the Raptors win in October. Think about that in October. We're in July right now. Like, there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of racetrack left before the NBA gets serious. I'm glad they're coming back. It appears as though everything is going fine in the bubble right now. They've got their catering services in there. The players are posting videos of their dinners and their food. There's no complaints. I don't think everybody loves the rooms that they're in, but they're slamming back. They're shotgunning beers throughout the day to make themselves forget about that. And, you know, I see a lot of people going, oh, look at these guys. They're partying their ass off in there. Guys, you know, if you're 7 feet and 268 pounds, trust me, I don't think a couple of Bud Lights are really going to do anything to you. All right? Like, you know, Bud Light, like, seriously, you could drink 112 Bud Lights. And I got to tell you, I felt like drinking 112 beers while I watched that first half of, we're not even going to call that soccer. We're not calling it football. We're calling it trash. We're calling it garbage. We're calling it disposable waste. That's what that first half was of this triple header nightcap. It's like, for the love of God, guys. You know what I mean? Like, you guys have the easiest. Like, it's actually cooler right now. Ooh, it's 83 degrees. They're complaining because it's 83 degrees at 11 at night. Like, whatever, bro. It is what it is. Like, you know, like, there's a team in Orlando already. Like, yeah, like, you know, memo, it's hot in the summertime. Like, I don't care whether you're in Orlando, if you're in Montreal, if you're in New York City, it's hot. All right? It's humid. Like, these guys taking water breaks. I don't want to sound like Abe Simpson here, but in my day, water breaks. And I'm not even kidding with this whole thing, and I get it. Listen, I don't want to be that guy, but I'm going to be that guy right now. But it is true. Like, what do you mean, like, a water break? There's no timeout. Like, that's where physical conditioning and you separate the conditioning. Like, you know what I hate? Like, water breaks to me are the same thing in the UFC. When they stop a fight to, like, when somebody's bleeding so much and they stop the fight and, like, they, you know, they towel, you know, they clean up his face and they send him back out there. It's like, no, dude. Like, that's what the opponent tried to do, is paint his face with blood so he can't see. You're giving him an out. So, listen, I don't want to be that guy and complain about water breaks, but water breaks are for pansies, all right? Water breaks. Well, what is this? What are we playing, like, what is this, Little League soccer? Little girls soccer? All right, come here, Jenny. Come here. Come here, Jessica. It's time for your water break. Here's a juice box and an orange. These guys took a water break after 25 minutes. And you know what, though? It was a well-deserved water break, and it wasn't a water break. Like, I've never seen a referee look so angry for a water break. They're not supposed to call the water break until the 30-minute mark. He called it at the 25-minute mark, and it wasn't a water break. It was like, hey, guys, stop sucking so hard. Your professionals break, all right? Although, I'm not going to lie, the referee looked like he was going to collapse. The Salt Lake City players are not dealing. They're not dealing with the heat very well. Like, they're going down. Like, yeah, they're going down. Like, there's a lot of cramping. There's a lot of, like, I think they've had more dudes go down with cramps than they've had shots. So it's nil-nil right now. We're going into the 72nd minute. I'm starting to think, I don't know, guys, but, yeah, I'm just starting to believe that maybe my over 9.5 corner kick prop isn't going to hit. Considering they played 73 minutes and they have two corner kicks. Like, I've honestly, like, as I stated, this wasn't the worst, like, first half I've ever seen in my life. Like, I'm trying to think, like, what's the worst sporting event? And guys, you got to understand. And I'm not kidding, and you know this. You know this for a fact. I'm not even exaggerating this. I watch a lot of bad stuff, all right? I watch the New Zealand Basketball League every night, like the Canterbury Rams and the Takanari, the Franklin Bulls. Like, I'm dead serious. I bet I watch this stuff, and I bet it every night, all right? The league is terrible. Like, the league sucks, okay? It's bad basketball. And sometimes I'm watching, and I'm like, God, these guys are bad. That's like an NBA All-Star game next to this first half. Like, I am one of these guys that defends. I defend the MLS. I'm like, no, the MLS is a good league. But, like, ooh, that half was bad. Except I got to shut up. I want you both to be useless for the rest of the game because we're not going to get a 1-1 draw. And I've got a draw and both teams to score. But we got a nice fat payday with that one. You know a goal's coming. You know we're going to lose this draw. Like, you know what? I should just cash out. We've seen this movie before, and it's the same thing. I get screwed at the end of soccer games with the same consistency that black people get murdered first in horror movies. We're into the 75th minute right now. Now, the game before was actually a pretty crazy and entertaining one, though. Kansas City and Colorado was like MLS crack. Actually, you know what? I've got it. Yes. I've got it. Instead of MLS is back, MLS is crack. It really is. Copyright Gabriel Morenci. That is the best hashtag. Because we've got MLS is back and MLS is black. Now I've got MLS is crack. It really is crack. Like crack cocaine, MLS and crack cocaine are the exact same. Like crack cocaine is bad for you, but it is, you know, you do get pretty wasted and it's a lot of fun. So, you know, not that I've seen, but it's really bad for you. And you end up dying and losing all of your money and all of your friends. It's the same thing. MLS is fun to watch, but you end up like losing all your money, all your friends, and you end up dying. It's like MLS is crack. Not MLS is back. Start the hashtag. MLS is crack. It really is. It's like smoking a rock. Like you smoke a rock. It's like one game is exhilarating, then the next game is the come down, and you want to break into someone's car and steal their stereo because you just lost all your money on an MLS is crack game. Sports Rage continues.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn, and most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My name's Bobby, and I am an addict.
Hey, Bobby.
Hi, Bobby.
You know, you folks aren't here because you're gamblers. You are here because you are terrible gamblers.
Hey, Bobby.
These folks don't need to stop doing what they're doing. They just need to get better at it.
Another water break. How many water breaks these guys get, man? Like, seriously, like every 8 minutes, it's a water break. Like, we get it. It's hot. What happened to, like, you deal with the elements and you play in the conditions? All right. I swear, we're into the 79th minute right now. I'm going to throw up live here. Like, I can't cash out. I've got to play this out. And if there's a goal, like, I'm going to flip this table, the show's over. I'm telling you right now. Get the best of ready, Yang. Because if there's a goal, I'm flipping the table. I'm throwing the mic, even though, I do like this microphone, and we just bought it. So the mic can stay. Actually, I'm running out of computers, to be honest. I've gone through, like, 6 computers in the last 2 years. And you guys all remember, I actually did smash that computer, and I regret it because I really did smash like a $2,000 Mac a couple of months ago due to frustration on a Saturday night one night. So it's Friday night tonight. Big man on campus steps up and in on Friday nights. Big man, this freaking tournament, I just coined the phrase, and we've seen MLS is back. MLS is black. My hashtag MLS is crack, because that's what this league is, bro. And I know you love soccer. I know you've defended this league in the past, but bro, that first half was like, that wasn't even soccer, big man. Like that wasn't soccer. Honestly, I could have round up 11 homeless dudes and a manager, 12 people off the street, and it could have hung with that. Like, that was the worst half of soccer I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, I mean, you're not going to hear me defending it much this year. The product has been really poor. I mean, there's been some fun games to watch as a neutral, but from a betting perspective, I know you mentioned last night you tagged me in the meth tweet, and I mean, it's true. I mean, that's probably what meth is like, being on watching
the ups
some
and
of
downs.
These games. I mean, it's really ugly. I feel for you, man. I'm rooting for you here. I'm hoping this kind of stays where it is. It's a brutal league, man. There's just not really a ton of talent. Defensively, there's no real ability to finish in this league either. It's just a bunch of passing too much or not passing enough. It's really the,
remember
you know,
what I told you last week,
a lot
man?
Of the time. Yeah.
There was
yeah.
This is the that was the worst half. Montreal Impact and a Revolution played a bad half last week. There's been some entertaining soccer, but there's a difference between entertaining and good, right? It's like, oh my God, it's crazy. But yeah, it's not normal like for the Whitecaps to blow like you can't be blowing 2-goal leads in the last 10 minutes of games, and you know, so it's not like it's good, but it's entertaining. But it's entertaining. But to their defense, all right, and this is where I will step up and in. We're being a little critical. These guys haven't played in 4 months. It is hot as hell there, bro. I'm busting their balls, but these guys are about to die. Like you can see. Like, and I don't think they're all wusses. I think it is that bad. Like, I saw Jose Altidore talking. He didn't even play. And he said the 9 a.m. games in the morning are unbearable. He said it's terrible. Like, you know, they don't want to play. Like, I don't think they're playing in the morning again. And he was just talking about how bad it is playing in the morning. And the night games are better, but it's bad tonight there. But so it's hot as hell. They haven't played in forever. And you know what the big problem is, too, big man? Listen, you know, they haven't played forever. It's only their third game of the season. So you have a lot of new teams. There's no chemistry. And let's be real, big man. We talked about it last week. Pretty much every star striker isn't here. Let's be real. You know what I mean? Martinez, Atlanta, he's not there. Vela, LA, he's not there. Like, we go down the list. Altidore hasn't played. I can go down the list of almost every team, big man. Like, most of the superstars said, screw that, I'm not playing in this tournament.
Yeah, I mean, you look at Atlanta United. I mean, they've been shut out in both games. I mean, I mean, if you would have told me that, I'd have told you you're crazy. I mean, they lose
against
the other
bad
night
teams.
They're the worst team in the league. I guess I didn't really notice either. It's I mean, not only is it warm, but it's, I mean, 78% humidity. I mean, that's about, I mean, 70% humidity is high. I mean, you're pushing 80% humidity. That's like being in a swamp, man. That's gotta be rough, man.
We can't call these guys soft for the heat. Like, there's dudes from Brazil and Mexico out there right now dying, bro. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's not like there's just, they're Americans and they're soft. They can't do anything. It's like, no. Like, everybody. I've been to Orlando, and we've told the Orlando story a couple of times. But, you know, big man, me and Cam went to Orlando. I went to a golf tournament with Mike Ditka. And we got there a little late, me and Cam. We got drunk. We rolled in there drunk and stuff. And Mike Ditka, we got to the golf course, and they were already gone. Because Ditka, like, pulled the plug after, like, four holes because it was too hot. We went all the way in and played golf with Ditka. Ditka pulled the plug. And we just got drunk all day with Mike Ditka after. Me, Cam, Ditka, and, like, six other dudes from, like, Texas and stuff just got wasted with Ditka. And it was one of the hottest days of my life. Like, Orlando really is hell on earth. Like, there's no disputing it. There's a reason why they had space to build all these sports complexes here. But, you know, and big man, I've won two games in a row last night. So I was like, all right, I'm finally getting on a little bit of a roll. I'm having fun with the to score a goal prop. They pay pretty nice odds for that. And I've been hitting Akinola on TFC keeps hitting. And tomorrow, big man, we'll have some fun with this on the podcast. We got LA versus LA, bro. Don't tell me this game, there's not going to be a ton of goals, man. Come on. There's got to be goals in that game.
Yeah. Look, I'm not going to lie to you. I kind of told you and kind of told myself I wouldn't bet this league
out,
much.
Huh?
But I will tell you, I've already bet over 2.5. I laid a price with it, but I mean, I've seen this story before. You know, LAFC, every game they give up 3 goals, it seems like. They're a hideous defensive side. We know LA Galaxy can go forward. So, yeah, I'll be on that one for sure. Look, if that's 1-1, then I truly will never bet another MLS game again.
All right, big man on campus joining us. And I actually see right now, where's the scoring opportunity?
Hey, Gabe.
I wanted to
tell you, before I forget, when you get a chance later, you know, when your show's over, you should go check out on YouTube. Some of the NBAers are doing vlogs. They're awesome. Like, I was really enjoying watching them. Like, Matisse Thybulle does one. JaVale McGee does one. They're super cool because it gives you, like, an intimate look at the bubble from when they get there until basically, like, right now. And they do it daily. It's super cool, man.
Yeah, NBA players do a great job. They do a great job with social media. I was watching JJ Redick's podcast a bit. I just found it on Twitter type of stuff. And you know what's cool about those shows? NBA players will say things to other NBA players on their shows and their videos they'll never say to the media. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They just do.
Yeah.
They just do. They just start talking more honestly and openly about stuff, about the league. They'll get in trouble and they'll end up ripping people and stuff. But you're right. It's a lot of fun. I'll check it out. But yeah, Patrick Beverley was on Reddick's show tonight. These guys are all in the bubble. So they're interviewing each other. They're doing podcasts. And Beverley said that LeBron and Durant and Harden, all those guys aren't the hardest guy in the league to defend. He said the hardest guy to defend in the NBA is Damian Lillard. He said Lillard just gets whatever he wants. And that, you know, he said for him. He said, for my money, he said, Damian Lillard is the most unstoppable, like the hardest guy to guard in the NBA. But you're right, big man, some cool stuff there. Listen, the season starts. We're 13 days away. We're 13 days away.
It's
and your
really
boy
starting
Lonzo
to get exciting.
Ball, that's what I want to say.
Yeah.
You see,
I hope Zion can hold up, big man. Because, you know, even before he left for the family stuff, and I wonder if the family stuff has anything to do with that agent stuff and all that crap. And
that's,
you know, the guys from my hometown in Montreal, huh? Like Pete Annapolis, I could tell you, we got all kinds of info on that, big man. My boy Pete Annapolis, I'm from Montreal, like he, so is he, and so is this agent guy. So I think that's what it's about, don't you?
Yeah, Donnie and I were talking about that earlier. I was kind of thinking that myself. And then I also saw Montrezl Harrell, who spoke out about how bad the bubble was. All of a sudden, he's got family issues as well. I will say, Gabe, I think it's pretty impressive of what the NBA has been able to do. And J.J. Redick was actually applauding the NBA for just like – and that's one of the things about those vlogs that are cool, because you just notice like – the detail the NBA has went to make this happen. It's quite amazing. Like the training rooms and the testing, and like Gabe, they literally get tested every day. Like it's crazy. Like the amount of thought they put into it. I know those bad rooms we saw, big man.
Those weren't the real rooms. Those were the first 48-hour quarantine rooms.
Yeah,
they were on the property, and then. Yeah, then, like, yeah, you saw Damian Lillard's room at his door the other day. That was no small room, bro. They're in suites now. Like, they're in the nice suites now and stuff. There's no, and we talked about it earlier, big man. Look at, I brought it up with Whale Capper, actually. I said, you notice the only people that complain are, like, on losing teams and stuff. I don't hear the Raptors complaining about anything. You know what I mean? I don't see, I don't hear the Lakers complaining. LeBron's not complaining.
I mean, the only person I heard complaining was The only person I heard complaining was J.R. Smith, and you know, I don't know what he's complaining about. I mean, he's lucky he's even on the team right now.
He wasn't complaining. He was laughing, but it was pretty bad. When he walked in the room, there was no blankets. There was just a sheet on the bed. Right?
Yeah, the blanket thing was rough, I got to say.
Yeah. So he was just having some fun with it. But, no, you're right, and we'll get into a little bit. So I'll tell you if you guys missed the Pete Annapolis stuff. We'll get Pete on next week because he knew everything. It's nuts. Basically, the guy gave Zion like $400K, and he also like hooks people up with African brides, big man. Sports Rage Late Night continues.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Franchising your name and bid it against the Harlem Globetrotters?
I thought the Generals were due. He's spinning the ball on his finger. Just take it. Take the ball. That game was fixed. They were using a freaking ladder, for God's sakes.
Sports Rage Late Night continues. Vent your rage. Big man on campus kicking it with us right now. Always a great time on the Friday night freak show. So the game is over. The draw hit Salt Lake and Minnesota. A scoreless game in which I think they should just immediately burn the tape of let us never speak of this game again. Although, I don't know. This game was so bad, we're not even celebrating. We just hit like a plus 290 draw, actually. You know why? Because we had both teams to score. We had like three different dudes to put the ball in the net. We had the over 2.5. So, hey, it is what it is. And it's another day in which right now we just gave money back betting the MLS. We're going to have to try to fight back with some overnight basketball and some soccer over the weekend. That's why Big Man on Campus is here to help us out with that. Is we're never betting the MLS again. Wait, we got Portland and Houston tomorrow. So all
and
kidding aside,
LA Galaxy.
Yeah, Portland and Houston's the first game up tomorrow night at 8 o'clock Eastern. Portland should beat Houston. And then tomorrow night, 10:30 Eastern, 7:30 Pacific. We've got LAFC and the LA Galaxy. What do they call that? The El Trafico. And yeah, these teams don't like each other. There should be a million goals scored in this game. Let's just quickly look here at the last times they played. How about this, guys? I don't want to mush this, but the last time they played, there were 8 goals. It was 5-3 LAFC. The game before that, and I remember these games, big man. I swear to God, I think you and I were like on the air together watching this stuff.
Yeah.
With Ibrahimovic and stuff in these games. LAFC 3-3. So they scored 8 goals. They scored 6 goals. The game before that, they scored 5 goals. The game before that, it was 1-1. And then going back, the fifth time they played was 2-2. So there's been 4 goals or more in 4 of the last 5 matches that these teams have played, big man.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I mean, I've already bet the over 2.5. You look at 2 out of 3 LAFC games this year, 3-3, 3-3, 1-0. So, yeah, look, I mean, they showed me very little against Houston Dynamo, who aren't great. They just have so much going forward. And you look at the back, I mean, they just don't have very much at the back there. A lot of defenders that I'm not really sure belong at this level or even should be on the field for this team. So yeah, I'm going over 2.5. It won't be, I'm not betting the MLS much outside of the LAFC games, but I'll probably be on anytime they play. I'll probably be taking the over.
All right. So what do you, before we get into the soccer, actually, I saw you talking about the Marbury documentary. I heard Scotty Farrell talking about it earlier in the week. I haven't seen it. I'm a big Marbury fan. I have been a Marbury fan. I was a Marbury fan as a player, you know, when he was a player at Georgia Tech. Him and Kenny Anderson, right? Sort of the, you know, the same prodigies out of New York. And so I was a fan of both of them, but I've always a big Marbury guy. And I always did think he got a raw deal and like people overreacted to everything. And, you know, he wasn't perfect. But I knew years ago when people didn't really realize like how big he was in China and also his shoes. And I bought a pair of his shoes. I bought a couple of pairs actually. But I bought a pair of his shoes, I don't know, when it was like 2009, 2008, 2007 or something like that. I was in Buffalo, and I picked up a pair of Marbury's for like $7 or $8, man. And I swear to God, big man, I don't know where they are right now, but they still never fell apart. They were indestructible. Like, they really were, like, indestructible. And it was genius what he did with those shoes, making them affordable, making them cool looking. And, you know, he ended up selling like, I don't know, like 200 million pairs of shoes or 100 million pairs of shoes or whatnot, made hundreds of millions of dollars. And I'll never forget when LeBron was asked at the time if he'd ever make a more affordable shoe. And he goes, my standards are higher than Stephon's. It's like, yeah, settle down, bro. Marbury's done a lot of good for a lot of people. And,
he got no credit, big man.
He got no credit either. He donated like $5 million worth of PPPs to the New York hospitals and stuff like that. Like Kraft donated a plane for an hour. Marbury literally got like 100 million masks or something like that for them. And it was a small blurb in the New York Post, but the mainstream media didn't pick it up. So I'm glad he's getting love in this documentary.
I said on your chat, it's to me the greatest basketball documentary I've ever seen. And there's really good ones out there. I mean, I think he's a guy that is good to root for. I mean, the last 10 minutes of the documentary are unbelievable. But, yeah, you know, you look back at that 95 McDonald's All-American team. I remember I was 6 years old. That was when I first got into basketball back then. And, I mean, you look back to that 95 McDonald's All-American team, it might have been the best All-American team you've ever seen. 96 might be the best draft class ever when he was drafted. And you're right. I think he really did get a raw deal. He went to the Knicks. That never really worked out. You know, and then he kind of had that moment in time after his father died where he just kind of went off the rails. I remember he ate Vaseline on live stream one time, and then he ended up going to China, and he ended up becoming pretty much a hero over there. He was arguably one of the biggest basketball players to ever play there. And yeah, he's a really good guy to root for. He comes from a great basketball family. And Gabe, I'll tell you this, I think you can make the case he might be the best point guard in New York high school basketball history. They've had some great ones, but when he was coming out of Lincoln, he was as good as it gets. Him and, you know, Ray Ralston, Skitsamilu, all those guys. Yeah, Kenny Smith is up there. There was a guy named Sham God Wells. He was a terrific player up at that time. Felipe Lopez.
You know, one of the greatest. I was just going to say Felipe, St. John's. Yeah. Felipe Lopez, people don't really remember this, but at the time, big man, he was actually on the cover of Time magazine, bro.
Yeah, he was huge.
Felipe Lopez, remember the soccer player Freddie Adu? Sort of like the same thing. You know, like when Freddie in America, they made Freddie Adu like the next Pelé. They were like, this kid's not just good. He's like the next super or whatever. And Felipe Lopez, guys, he was sort of like LeBron, like coming out of high school. Like they like basketball people said, this guy is the next Michael Jordan. They were like, this guy is a superstar. And he ended up playing here, actually, outside my window. He played for the Vancouver Grizzlies. And, you know, he wasn't terrible. He was a journeyman in the NBA, but there's a lot of guys like that, the, you know, crazy pressure. They get overhyped or whatnot. But I'm going to definitely check out the Marbury piece. And one thing about Marbury, too, you're right. He ate the Vaseline. He was one of the first ones, too, on live stream and Ustream and stuff. He really was, because I swear to God, I remember the night I was live on the air and somebody said, your boy Marbury's melting down in the backseat of a car right now. And I was like, oh, no. And I saw. But now it wouldn't even be a big deal. I remember it was a big deal. He smoked weed on video. Remember, like, he basically, and people were like, stuff in the chat. They were like, bro, you can't smoke weed. He goes, I don't care, man. And he was blowing the smoke in the camera. And he goes, if they don't like it, blow me, basically. He goes, I don't care what they say. And they weren't happy. I think they were like, dude, you're smoking weed on camera. And like, nowadays, you know, no, Silver wouldn't say anything. They wouldn't like it, but they wouldn't say anything.
I think people at that time, they didn't really know what was going on in his personal life. You know, his if you watch a documentary, you'll notice his dad was really important to him. His dad passed away, and it was just he kind of went off the rails. And it was weird for him because he had never really done that before. He was always kind of a straight-edge kind of guy. All he cared about was basketball. But, yeah, truly a great era, man. You know, that was kind of my childhood growing up. And if you remember, Gabe, LeBron James was the driving force behind failing Starbury, because I remember they asked him, would you ever wear, he said, I'll never wear a $20 shoe. And from that point on, it sucked too, because that was huge for like the neighborhoods. The kids loved that. You know, there was a $14.98 shoe that they could afford. And LeBron comes in and just, you know, shits on it, which isn't any surprise.
You needed NBA players to wear it. Because it's one thing if one guy would Marbury, you're right. You needed other players to support it. And LeBron's just a dickhead. And I, off the top of my head, I remember Ben Wallace and the Detroit Pistons wore those Starburys. There were a few dudes that supported it. They were like, yeah, I'll wear them. And I'll wear them in games. Because they knew to really send a message to make it cool. Did you see the video? There was another day. Like they, I was going to say, but to make it cool, they knew we can't just, like, promote it. We need to wear them, like, in an NBA game so kids will think they're cool, like, even more so. Like no, they're not just, like, novelty shoes. We wear these in NBA games, except they had sort of custom Starburys made for the NBA players. But did you see there was a video of a kid? What, people were busting his balls? It's that bad? He was wearing Fila? He's getting laughed at and mocked for wearing Fila. Fila's not like mockable, like laughed at. Is that like kids are laughing at Fila nowadays, big man?
Well, look, I mean, in South Philly, Fila's, I mean, that's like a tuxedo down here. I mean, everybody wears Fila. Listen, I think Fila is, I've always loved Fila. I think they
make
the best
track. There was a little kid, he got bullied at school because he's wearing Fila.
Yeah, and they don't know his drip then. Fila's a good drip, man, for real. And I'm sure Yang will tell you that, too. You really got to rock Fila in the right kind of level. But, nah, any kid that makes fun of a kid for wearing Fila just doesn't understand. I remember, Gabe, when I was in eighth grade, I wore Bo Jackson sneakers. Everybody thought they were lame. Everyone thought they were stupid. And then a year later, everybody loved them. Everybody started wearing them. That kid's setting trends. Let that kid set his trends.
He cracked back. I'm thinking if Fila hasn't hooked this kid up already, then they suck. Dude, Fila's the type of shoe that you wear a pair of jeans after and stuff, after you ball. You're not balling in the Filas, but after you're putting on a nice pair of Filas. Like, yeah, I don't know. These kids are dumb, man. They don't know. And these kids are idiots anyways. They all freak out about these Jordan shoes and aren't even nice. You know what I mean? Like,
I'm not
going to
lie.
Them.
Like,
Jordans are great. Some of them are, but yeah. Nowadays, like the new one that came out, the black and gold one, whatever it's called, all right? I can afford it. I was in the store, and I was like, you know what? I ain't going to play around. I'll get the new Air Jordans everyone's freaking out about. And I asked the dude, you got any of those Jordans? And he goes, we got one pair left in your size, size 11, literally one pair. And he goes, it's the pair on the wall. And there were $350. And it wasn't the money. I looked, I was like, you know what? It's just not nice enough. like if I'm going to drop $350 on a pair of shoes, I got to be like, wow, I need those shoes. I was like, man, they're all right. They're not even that light.
I mean,
I was like, eh, I wasn't blown away by them, you know?
I mean, I'm a big fan of Jordan 11. I have every Jordan 11 ever made. I have a lot of 13s, but like, I only like certain, I like the 11s and 13s, and that's about it. And I have every pair of those. And look, I'll admit, I've spent $500 on sneakers, but they're collector's items. They're stuff you only wear occasionally, you know, you only wear with certain things. But yeah, no, look, some of the sneakers, you know, some of these kids wait in line for. I don't understand that.
Yang buys pairs of sneakers a week. Hey Yang, like when's the last? How many pairs of shoes have you bought recently?
Man, I haven't really bought any. Man, it's been a pandemic, buddy. Store's been closed, man. I've been saving my money.
Best thing that ever happened to him.
Yeah, exactly. You got enough. You got enough shoes, anyways, as it is. I got to be honest, the new LeBron always has whack shoes, too. The new LeBron one is pretty, I like it. It's a mesh. Kyrie Irving's got decent shoes as well. That was one cool thing about New York City. Like, a lot of cities you're in, you can't really get these NBA player shoes. Like, oh, it's sold out. Oh, this, oh, you got to order it. NBA and New York City, they actually have them. But they all sell out fast and stuff. All right, hang in your big man on campus. We'll trade late night continues.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Sports Rage Late Night continues. All right, the story I want to get into, even though Big Man on Campus, not a big hockey guy, but a Philadelphia-related story. Just to set the table a little bit, Jeremy Roenick, you know, former Philadelphia Flyer, Arizona Coyote, Chicago Blackhawk, etc., longtime television analyst, been on Sports Rage, Game Time Decisions, and you know, many of my shows over the years. Probably, I don't know, quite a bit, actually. If you guys remember in the Morenci sports era, JR was on quite a bit, and he was shilling like real estate deals and stuff, and he was serious about it. Like he gave his phone number out on my show, and like a bunch of my listeners started calling JR, and they were telling me, they're like, you know, Jeremy Roenick called me back, huh, to invest in like real estate and stuff. Like, JR's hardcore, and he should be in the Hall of Fame as well. So I don't even know the story, big man. So Jeremy Roenick, he got fired. He got suspended by NBC, all right, last year, last December. He got suspended for saying on a Barstool Sports Spinning Chicklets podcast about how he wanted to have a threesome with one of his coworkers and Patrick Sharp. So you can kind of tell he was joking when he said, and Patrick Sharp. And he said, hey, Patrick Sharp's so cute, I can live with it. Basically, that it would be worth it to sleep with Catherine Tappan. And then he went off to, you know, joke about having a threesome with Tappan and his wife. He got suspended. And then subsequently, he got fired after the fact. Now he is suing NBC, claiming discrimination because he is a straight man, and because he got fired because, of course, he is a Donald Trump supporter, and not because he said he wanted to bang one of his coworkers on a show.
So, he ain't going to win that.
I want to get your take on this. Now, he's got precedent and an argument, so we'll hear JR's case. We'll get into this. We'll get and soccer picks. Kevin Walsh, another Eagle fan, will step up a little bit later on. Sports Rage continues.
A
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.